أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها. In the surah, Surah Al-Shams, in which Allah Ta'ala has taken very many qasams to prove one point, and that is that we must learn to control our nafs, purify the nafs. For that, Allah Ta'ala at the beginning took two opposite qasams of the sun and the moon, and the great, great wisdom and knowledge of Allah Ta'ala which was kept in there. And then two other contrasting qasams of the day and the night. And there also were great, great wisdom and great, great knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has informed us of. Yeah, in these ayat, now these two ayat, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the sky and the earth. And in there also they are contrasting the sky and the earth. And in there also many qasams and great, great wisdom Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in here. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا اور آسمان کی قسم of the sky اور جیسا کہ اس کو بنایا. And as Allah Ta'ala has made the sky. The sky is very, very high. We say the sky is the limit. The person can go up to the sky, how far he can go. So that is one side, the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala has made the sky. The sky is a solid object. It is not the limit of our sight that we see, just that it is is the end of our vision, our sight. No, it is a solid object, but which is extremely high. The sun is also beneath the sky, the moon, all the stars, and then all the pathways of the stars, etc. And various great, great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in the sky. If a person just studies all this physically, outwardly, the astronomy, he gets completely boggled and astonished at the great qudrat of Allah. What Allah really is referring to here, that man in this world can reach all those heights. And Allah has given us our life not for sand and water, for material things, but that we reach these great, great heights which Allah Ta'ala has left open for us. And every person can reach there. And through Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba, the great, great scholars, the great, great Sufis, where they have reached so high. So Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of that. And Allah is taking qasam of that as well. وَمَا بَنَاهَا, and that how Allah Ta'ala has made the sky. According to some Mufassirin, ma ye is in the meaning of man, that is who, and who made the sky. That is the qasam of Allah Ta'ala. The Zat, the being of Allah Ta'ala is limitless in everything. There is no limit in Allah, so a person can also reach great heights when he connects with Allah Ta'ala. And he can become, so to say, man is limited, but when he connects with Allah, then so to say, he can also become limitless. Though in actual fact, he is limited in everything, he's a human being. But Allah Ta'ala shows here that man, through his correct efforts in this world, where and where he can reach. On the other hand, وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا, or zameen ki, and Allah takes a qasam of the earth, وَمَا طَحَاهَا, or جَيْسَ كِي اُسْكُو پھیلَایَا, and how Allah has spread the earth. The earth, in its comparison to all the creation of Allah, is very, very, very small. But for us, we see the earth is very big, that how far it stretches. Just in our own, one place to the end of our eyes, we can't see the end of our the land which is by us. And the whole earth, which includes this world, which includes the seas, etc. When a person stands at the seashore, there seems to be no limit to the sea. Though it is so big, but it appears so big to us, but though it is in actual fact very small. But this also, a person can stretch in his efforts and spiritual efforts, not to become a rich man, not to be a man with lot of knowledge or anything, but spiritually he can reach very far. And Allah has put us in this world to reach all these great, great destinations, so to say, where a person can reach if he makes the correct effort. So these two qasams are also very striking, opposite to one another, the sky and the earth. On the one side, the sky, which is so high, a person can reach those great heights. The earth, which is spread out so much, a person can reach so far if he makes the right efforts. And we find, like Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the world testifies to his great honor, his great position, his akhlaq and his character, everything of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And whoever will adopt that and follow in that way will also reach those heights, and his efforts will reach the far corners of the world also. Just as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam's teachings, azans are taking place in throughout the world all the time. All the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has kept alive in the whole world. So Allah has given us this opportunity of this short life in this world to reach this great, great heights on the one side, and to let it make far reaching effects in the whole world. May Allah Ta'ala let us spend our time correctly in this world for the correct purposes, and then reap the fruit of it in the Akhirah. And here in this world also, that goodness spreads everywhere. Wa akhiru da'wana.